Good morning, Lizette.
Hey, Kimmy.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
It's great to have you in the studio with me.
Yeah, thank you.
Saturday was World Spine Day.
Yeah.
And it's very, very important in our lives and in our bodies that our spine is healthy. You are a local chiropractor here in the Yirrabadalla. Tell us why having a healthy spine is so important for our well-being.
So, Kimmy, I think people innately know that it's important to have a healthy spine. Every person that I ask, why is your spine important? They'll say, well, I guess it holds me up. It's my backbone. And so I was kind of thinking, what do people think about it? People think that the spine is this bone in the back of your back and it keeps you upright. But the reality is that the spine is between 26 and 33 different movable parts.
Wow.
Yep. And these little bones are all as strong as granite. So they're very strong. Your spine is strong, but it's actually very mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So when I want you to think about your spine, I want you to think about your spine as being mobile. And I want you to think about your spine as being alive.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is inside your spine, you've got the central nervous system. When I say that, people are also like, nervous system. But the nervous system is your brain, which we know is basically the intelligent part of your body. It tells every single part of you how to work, how to function. Your organs, your cells, your muscles, your joints, the fact that your eyes can see, your ears can hear, your heart can beat, your immune system can work, you have different emotions, you can memorize things. That's all your central nervous system's doing. And so the brain is this big blob of jelly inside your skull.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it comes down. So I have to speak without people seeing my hands here. But then it comes down through a hole in the skull and goes down through all these little bones that we just spoke about. And then it goes out as different nerves, thousands of nerves that go throughout your body. And it's constantly getting information and sending information through. So one of my patients always say, because I ask him, what do we do? And he's like, the superhighway. We're working on the superhighway of the body, right? Imagine there's trillions of little cars going down the back of your body, going to all kinds of places, and that's all working perfectly.
That's a good feeling, I imagine,
exactly.
When it's all working well.
Exactly.
It's not when it's not working
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So people think that my spine is, you know, they only think about their spine when it hurts a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, that spine by moving. So when you're moving around, your spine's always moving. And in the 1960s, a guy named Roger Sperry won the Nobel Prize, and he always hips show that 90% of the stimulation of your brain comes from movement of the spine.
Wow.
So by you moving and your spine moving, your brain's working better.
Isn't that great?
It's awesome. And that's like, I think about the windmills in the Netherlands. It's like, it's always, that's the windmills of our bodies and our brains. And
right.
By that moving, your brain's kind of being able to, you know, when you look into someone's eyes and they've got that sparkle in their eyes, that's where it comes from. Their brains are so active and alive. So my message today and World Spine Day is that you have to move your spine. And you don't have to wait for your spine to hurt to go see someone about your spine. I think the bigger thing there is prevention, because the sooner we can take care of those areas, the better you can move your spine, the healthier your brain is, and by extent, the healthier your body is going to be.
Now, I want to talk to you about the day-to-day care of our spine, because
mm-hmm.
I don't think we think about that actively.
No.
So we'll do that soon, okay?
Yeah.